It looks like he's getting paid for Shabbos also, therefore we don't want to add on for Shabbos. Now the Gemara is the kasha, the double is your kasha. Oh, Malay Reb Chir by Yesh L'Shmuel, my ben Marid L'Maredis. How come the difference when the husband rebels against his wife, we only add on to Ksuba 3 dinarim a week? And when she rebels against the husband, she loses 7 dinarim a week. How come she loses more than he? Mashram, when he's rebelling, it's not so bad as she's rebelling against him. So Malay answer back, Poshit, say V'lomad Mishuk Shal Zaynis. Go take a look at the Zaynis. Who pays who? Me, Seicheres, me. When you take a Zayna, who pays the Zayna? The man pays the lady. So what do you see? The man has a bigger type of fiznus than the lady does. Therefore, if the lady is refusing the husband, it hurts the husband much, much more than when the husband is refusing his wife. So therefore, she loses 7, when the other way, he only has to give up 3. Me, Seicheres, me. The Rav Nodab Shat is, Ze Yitzim Evachutz, Ze Yitzim Evnim. A man, when he has a taiva taznus, Rashi says, Yitzum Mechutz, Kishuyav Nika Umizgana. His eva becomes hard. It becomes hard and sticks out of the pen, so it's not nice. It's a busha for him to walk around like that. Mashenka, when she has a taiva, it's inside it. You can't tell it's not such a Mizgana. So therefore, he gets more than she does. Therefore, when she rebels against him, he takes off from a tsuva 7 dinrin, but when he rebels against her, she is only she has less of a busha, she only gains 3 dinrin. So at the Mishnah, Hamashri Asishte Adeshlish. Normal living, you live with your wife for a week, and you have to support her. There are certain cases where the man that Miri speaks out, she was maskim, that they don't live together the whole week. She says, know what you do, take your house, and I'll support you, I'll have a third person taking care of you, supporting you. Hamashre sishter deshlish. You appoint somebody else to take care of your wife's mezonos. So Rashi shenoysen lo mezoneser b'bayis, apotropis, v'yeinem ezgaglas imoi. Chveis will soon say the guy's very, very poor. He's busy, a whole work in his business trying to make money, trying to make a few dollars. See, if his wife agrees, he can tell his wife, you stay put someplace, and I'll have a man take care of you, who'll give you all the money you need to live on, and I will leave it that way. That was some say. So Hamashre Sishta Deishlish is the Lochavid La Yufkasla Mishne Kabin Chitin. You can't leave over before you have to at least give her 2 kabin of wheat every week. Oy miyabo kabin sorin. Else if you want to give her barley, you have to give her 4 kabin barley. There is barley is light, twice as much barley. It's not so worth as much barley. Rabbi Yosi, no, Le Postik Le Sorin El Rabbi Shmuel Shere Somach Ledin. Son Rabbi Shmuel that says that he was their Edoim and their barley was very, very cheap. Therefore, he said you have to give her 4 carbon of barley. But he might say otherwise, not that way. Otherwise, could be in normal places, barley is the same way like wheat. So either give her 2 carbon of wheat or 2 carbon of barley. For noisin lo chatzi kav chitnis, you have to give her chatzi kav of beans. Make cholent. The chatzi lug shem, you have to give her half of a lug of oil to cooking throughout the week. The kav gregris, you have to give her a kav of figs. Oy mono devela. Gregris is dried out figs. Mona de Vela is like crushed figs. For your main life, you don't have figs. Toistically, you must and Paris and Makamach. You have to give a different type of fruit. For nice and law, mita, you have to supply for a bed. Mafritz, grace a blanket. Or Martellus and mats. For nice and law, keep her right. You have to give her a cover for a head. She has to have a cover for a head. For chagorla masnel, she has to have a girdle. Or manolim, and you have to give her shoes. Mimoyed lemoyed. From one yontif to another yontif, you have to give her a pair of shoes. The kelim shall chamishim zuz. You have to spend $50 on the clothing mishon l'shon. From one year to another year, you have to give at least $50 to buy clothing. Don't give a new clothing in the summertime because it's too hot. It's no good. Don't give her old clothing in the wintertime because it won't warm her up. You have to let her buy the new clothing in the wintertime, the geshmaka, heavy clothing, and by the wintertime comes, all shmatas already, then she can wear it in the summer, it'll be a little cooling, it'll be cool, it'll be holy, Esther. By the time they get the summer, the clothing will be holy already, so airs will come through, it'll be okay for the summer. For Yashkokim Shalom, the room clothing belongs to her. Now, nice and law, more castle with circles, we had them right before, you have to add on to her every week an extra more for extra spending money. Even though you gave her all the food she needs, all she needs to eat, you gave her already, but you have to give her another more just to make sure she had a little small expenses. You have to give her more kesef l'tzarka. Now, v'yachelisimoy milel Shabbos lel Shabbos. But at Kol Poanim, you're supposed to eat together, at least on Friday night, you have to come together. Even if she gives you a shush to overeat to stay someplace else, Fry and let the koponim, you have to eat together. Let's say he doesn't pay this extra more each week, but soccer for her own sake, then Maisu Deshalo, she has a right to keep her paycheck. We had the Gemara before, this means the Maisa Maisu Deh, according to one man the Yomah. The money she makes more than she needs, she has a right to keep. Now, my Yoisa, what is she mechuyif to work for her husband? Mishka Chomei Sloyim Shesi Yudit. She has to work in the wheel, in the wool, and Shesi is putting the strings in the loom upwards, and you have to make five Mishka, the weight of five Sloyim in Yudah. Shenes the Sloyim the Golan. Golan weighs ten Sloyim. Or Mishka less the Sloyim Erev Yudah. Or else the Mishka, the weight of ten Sloyim of Erev going across the wool you put across the loom in Yuda. Shemesh from Sloim to Golo. That's 20 Sloim in Golo. The Imhoisim and Nikola, she's nursing. Poichsim Loim Aisyodel. She doesn't have to do so much work. Umaisif and Loim is in a cell, but you have to support her more. You have to give her more teeth. Now, the Medvorim Amurim, when is the Shemishna set upon the Yonish of Yisrael? Only if the husband is a very poor man. If he's such a poor man, he can't afford more. This is the least you have to give your wife. Avo ben mechubed, if the husband is a mechubed, means a rich, he has money, he can afford more, hakol lefik vaydei. He's mechuyev to support her the way he is. Like we had the Gemara before, she's oily mai. When you get married, your wife goes up with you. If you're rich and you can afford, you have to give your wife the same way you could afford also. She goes up with you. Then you can't get away with this kav chitim, you have to give her much more. Verse says, now mani mastizuz amishne go like. Not like neither of them. This shear, how much food do you have to give her for a week? That's now we learn like this. Make an erev tavshilin, an erev tchumin. Halach was the kamish yuroi. How much bread do you have to leave there for an erev tchumin? Is mazan shtei sudis. You have to leave the suda mazan na food for two sudis. L'chol lech v'yechad. Any person that wants to use the erev tchumin, he has to leave out there in the fields. The mazon shtei sudis, amount of food for two meals. Now mezoyne lechoil, it has to be the two meals in the weekday. For the Shabbos, not a Shabbos meal. Divrei Rav Meir, that's Rav Meir. Rav Meir holds you eat more on Shabbos. He's going lekula only the amount of bread you eat in the middle of the weekday, not as much chal as you eat on Shabbos. If you do I menel the Shabbos on lechoil, and the Mar says v'zev v'zev meschav ne lehokil, they're both going lekula. If you do, the person doesn't eat that much on Shabbos. Rashi says he fills himself up with madanim, with goodies. You have a lot of good things on Shabbos. At the most of the time you sit down to have your suda, you don't need that much. You have a kugel achveish, you have a kiddush, you have a cholent. By the time you come to sit down, the main dish already, you don't need that much on Shabbos. So therefore he says, eat less on Shabbos, the main dish, than during the weekday. So he's being makel. Shtei sudas means two meals of Shabbos. Now, Rabbi Yechon Brukuay there, kikar, it means the bread. Halakuach the punyin, you could buy it with the punyin, it's an amount of money. Me'ar b'soyin l'sela, in a case where you buy four soin of wheat for a seller. Reb Shimon Oymar, shtei yodas l'kikar. And now it's two-thirds of a loaf of bread. Now how big is each loaf of bread? Mishalosh kikar s'kav. We have a kav of wheat, you divide it up and make three breads out of it. So two-thirds of that bread is called the enough food for two sudas. That's called mosin shtei sudas. Halacha is chet yila beis samnuga. Halacha is when you go into a house that has a mitzras there, so if you stay there a certain amount of time, even metama the begodim that you're carrying. How long do you have to stay there? The longer it takes you to eat half of this loaf of bread. Half of that shear is if you eat that much amount of bread, it's metama your body midrabonim. Lissos agviya means your body becomes tummy. The half of that share even is lekabel tumas leichlin. That's like share of a day already. That if you have food that big and now a sheretz touches it, the food becomes tummy. So these are the shurim. How much is mazon shtei sudas? How much bread wheat you need to give you two meals? So mani, who does our mishnah go like? I Reb Yechon ben Bruka tim nehevi. Kont Reb Yechon ben Bruka, you can only get eight meals out of the amount of bread. You said shnei kavin you have to give, but just two kavin. From two kavin, you can only make eight meals out of it. Not enough.
Because like Rashi made the cheshbon, according to Rabbi Yechonon, a chatzi kav makes two sudas. That's the half of a kav. So if you give two kavs, that means four times that. So it comes out with four kav, with two kavs, you only make eight sudas. So for eight sudas is not enough. Throughout the week, you have to have 7 days. 7 days was 14. At least 14 meals you have to have. So eight is not enough. V'Rav Shimon, Elamai, the Mishnah goes according to Rav Shimon, for the Gemara, Timni, sorry heaven, you have 18, because according to Rav Shimon, the Kav gives you 9 Suddhis. So if you have to give her 2 Kavim, she has 18 Suddhis, that's too much, she doesn't need 18 Suddhis. So does our Mishnah go like that you have to give her 2 Kavim of Chitim in order to make the 14 meals? So Gemara says, Li'olam of Yochanan ben Bruka. I'll tell you really, our Mishnah goes according to Yochanan ben Bruka. I, L'churud, only makes 8 meals. Could the Yomer of Chizlok of Chizda said, say my hand shlish lechenvani. That's what he says, from a chatzi kav you get 2 sudas, that means if you buy that amount of wheat, but the innkeeper, he makes profit on it. So 1/3 goes to the innkeeper. Therefore, hochinam hiro, so I see tilta shad yulayu. Add 1/3 to it. So the Gemara says, even if you add 1/3 to it, akati, tati, sorry heaven, even if you didn't want 1/3, in other words, a chatzi kav, not that it makes 2 meals, but it makes 3. So if you tell me a chatzi kav makes 3 meals, and out of 2 kavs you have 4 times 3 is only 12 meals. So the Gemara still shver, tati sorry heaven is only 12 meals, and she needs more than that. She needs 14. So Gemara says, Oichelis imoy leil Shabbos. And the Mishnah says though, but on Friday night they have to eat together, so that meal we're not including. So for the first Gemara asks on that, Honich laman diyom achila mamish. If you say that the husband has to eat with his wife, means he has to give her a meal also. So then it's good. This one meal Friday night, he gives her. Yeah, that's good. Elu l'man d'yoma achilo tashers, but according to the man d'yoma that says that the husband has to eat with his wife Friday night, it doesn't mean literally to eat. But achilo means tashmer, she has to live with her. But the meal is what the shlish gives her. So ma'ik l'meima, again she's short, you're only giving her 12 meals, where's the meals for the whole week? V'yayid, even if you want to tell me it means the husband feeds her that one suddha Friday night, but I call upon him thrice or heaven, there's still 13 meals throughout the week she needs. She needs good 7 days, 4 is 14 meals, and 1 he gives her, so 13. To give her enough for 12 meals, the chur is still not enough. So Mor says, Ela k'diyam Rav Chizda, like Rav Chizda said a second time, which chur the Mor stung and ask a stira, but here Rav Chizda says, Tzay mehen machtza l'chenveni, that the chenveni, the innkeeper, doesn't only make a 1/3 profit, but he makes 1/2 profit. So therefore, chatzi kav really makes 4 suddhis. So Mela, 4 times 4, 16 suddhis. So hochinam hiro, so asi apalge v'shav yulayu, add another 1/2 to it. So instead of saying, according to Rav Yechanan, that a chatzi kav makes 2 suddhis, a chatzi kav makes 4 suddhis. So if you have to give a 2 kavim, that's 16 suddhis. So first the Gemara is the kasha Rav Chizda, Rav Chizda. Chutz Stiva and Rav Chizda. Before he said, the chenveni only makes a 1/3 profit, and here he says, the storekeeper makes 1/2 profit. The Gemara says, Lakasha, ho ba'asra de yoy v'tzivi, ho ba'asra de lo yoy v'tzivi. The question is, who has to pay for the wood? One we're talking about where the innkeeper pays for the wood, he only makes a 1/3 profit. One is where the buyer pays for the wood, and then he makes 1/2 profit. For the Gemara Yoch, even if you want to say, according to this Rav Chizda, that he add on 2 more, so comes out chatzi kav is 4, and 2 kavim makes 16. For the Gemara Yoch, if so, shisur heavy, it's like too much. What do you have to give her 16 meals for? You only should have to give her 14. So first, or else 15 maybe on Shabbos, maybe you have 3 meals on Shabbos. So Gemara says, Kaman, Hateya Mishnah goes like Kereb Chidka. The Yomah that he says, Arbor Sudas Chayiv Odom Lechol B'Shabbos. A person has to eat 4 meals on Shabbos. Therefore, it's good why you have to give her 16 meals. Out of the 6 days, 2 is 12, and 4 for Shabbos, that's 16. Morris then says, no, afilu teimer rabbanon. Even if you want to say the Mishnah goes according to the rabbanon, that you only have to eat 3 meals, I tell you, dal chad li archi aparchi. You have to give her 16 meals because there are visitors, she has guests. So you have to give her 1 extra meal for the guests. So Morris says, hash to the astl hochi, once you come onto this terrace, I tell you, afilu teimer Reb Shimon. Even if you want to say the Mishnah goes according to Reb Shimon, that Reb Shimon says a kav makes 9 suddhis, so 2 kav makes 18 suddhis. I tell you, the rabbanon dal plus liyarchi aparchi. So really, all she needs is just 15 meals. What do you have to give her 18 for? Now she needs 15, 6. 6 days, 2 is 12. And on Shabbos, you have to have 3, that's 15. See, why do we give her 18? I tell you, we give her tlas liyarchi aparchi. We give her 3 extra meals in case she has guests over. Rabbi Chidka, according to Rabbi Chidka, that you have to have 4 meals on Shabbos. The two extra, we give her 18, so really all she needs is just 16. The extra two meals, that's to feed the guests that she has. The Gemara says, by Tomer Rabbi Yossi, Gracie says, Loi posik soirim. Gracie says, no, that the Mishnah says, if you give her a barley, you have to give her four times, twice as much as wheat, that's not true. So Mor says, Ella be Edom, only in Edom, he said that. For the more Ella be Edom, who the Yath and Serum, the only one is saying Edom, they eat barley. But Kuliyam, Oliyachli, the whole of the world, they don't eat barley. So what do you mean in Edom? He came from Edom, there they have wheat, they have barley. So Mor says, Hokkakom, this is what he meant to say. Loi posak Serum keflayim vechitim el Rabbi Shmuel. Who says that you have to give her twice as much barley as wheat? That's only Rabbi Shmuel, Shor Yisomach Ledom, he was near Edom. Because barley in Edom is very bad, and there it's not so good. So therefore, if you want to feed her barley, you have to give her twice as much as chitim. So if you have to give her two kabim of chitim, if you want to give her certain barley, you have to give her four kabim. There's only Rabbi Shmuel that was near Edom. But other places of the world, I'll tell you, barley is just as good as wheat. And therefore, just like wheat, it's enough to cabin. Who are then? It's enough to cabin by Sirim also. All right, we'll stop here.
Yeah, we're holding up Samach Dalad on the base, the bottom Gemara. Okay, the last Gemara was there, it said by two dots, the bottom two dots. V'noise in law chatzi kav kitnis. When you have to support your wife, you have to give her, no matter how poor you are, at least a chatzi kav, half of the kav of kidneys of beans. Now the Gemara says, V'ilu yayin loiketoni. The Mishnah does not talk about if a husband has to supply his wife with wine. So the Gemara says, Messiah le Reb Loza. It's a proof to Reb Loza. The Yom Reb Loza, because Reb Loza says, Alocher is,